Look. You as man that has lots of mental issues and a severe social problem and you have trouble understanding on a normal level, but I'm saying this to you now, you better stay the fuck out of my email account and my Google photos. I don't know how you have access to my personal most private pictures, but somehow you hacked into my account, you awful sneaky shithead, and the only reason I'm saying this is because your mother called me all upset about some gibberish you spouted out at her about me and my cousin receiving a check. I'll have you know that my personal business is my own, stay the fuck out of it. That check was written to my cousin and my cousin cashed his check he received for selling his silver Volkswagen he inherited from his dead father. Don't know why you're accusing anyone, let alone my cousin, of having something to do with your car. I'll be honest, truthful and say this, you lost your car because you were high on illegal street drugs commonly known as methamphetamine, and decided to get butt-ass naked and barricade you punk-ass inside of a motel in less affluent area and tell everyone that you were going to hurt yourself. The police got called and you were extracted from this room, and before they removed you, they called and had your car impounded. Now stating my outlook on the situation, I'm pissed that you would manipulate less fortunate and minorities by pulling a stunt like that. You would have never went to the Hilton and tried to pull some shit like that. Those rich white folks would have had your ass out of there before five, but since it's a hotel in a heavy drug and prostitution area, they let you vent and have a temper tantrum. You also know hookers don't give fuck about you or your cause. So why make a scene in front of them versus wealthy, powerful, well-connected people that could possibly help you at a nice hotel, because your problem had no merit. Then you blame me for your laptop that would have never been in my car if your mother had asked me to help her make it down to that sleazy motel. Why would we go down there to that motel? Because the motel staff told us they would call her before they went in the room to take you to jail or the hospital. They'd call one of us to let us know so that she could save your car. She tried to have it towed to the house, but because she didn't have the keys, AAA Auto Club refused to take it home for her. So when we got the maid at the motel and your car was already headed to impound and your childish immature ass was in the ambulance. Now so you know all this stress hurts your mother, I told that day I was at the motel. And for some reason you get off on making her feel bad. But it's gonna stop, Martin, you're on your own, because you are such a grown capable man, I will ask this question. Did you think about what's gonna happen when David leaves and married? He's found a wonderful young woman and wants to give his son the life and steady stable household his son deserves. Haha, ready this, you idiot? Then answer logically, group of dots. Well, if you're still sitting there like the man that are, I'll tell you the most likely outcome. That will leave her to run her life without his help and without him to buy grocery and household supplies, and I have no car, who will be there to help? No one. Why, she can't even really do much on her own because of her eyes, and that's something she asked you to help her with, but you just put her down and call her names, names so bad you'd be thankful she loves you, because I'm asked daily if I want you to get fucked up for talking to her like that. Yes, you are that close to have your 53-year-old ass beaten. And trust me, these people hear you talking in background when I'm on the phone, they don't like you for that. What type of man treats anybody like that but their own mother? You're trash, I can't believe you. So since your mother has done me one of the biggest favors ever, I'm going to visit as often as possible, and the moment I feel like you're out of line, I'm going to make that you're removed from the home. Yes, legally, if that day comes, I pray that it won't, but it will, and it's gonna hurt only her. I don't care for you or your attitude, and really respectfully ask you to not speak to me when I'm in that house, period. Group of dots. Don't ask my option, don't ask what the weather like, shut the fuck up and stay out of my way. Like I said before, when I'm there, that means I'm going to stop by at least 2 times a week just so I can physically visually see that she's okay, and when I'm done determining that she's not being bothered with your silly bullshit, then and only then will I be leaving. If for some reason this bothers you, then I'd suggest finding a long-term mental health facilities to get yourself some professional services, inpatient treatment, and when you get off drugs and have a little control on their issues, then come back. Gang-stalking, you're a jerk and poor loser with absolutely no notable accomplishments, and the very notion of someone gang-stalking you is hilarious and sad. You couldn't be serious. Stop texting and hacking my account, leave me alone, and stop making up bullshit stories of me. Focus on you getting better as a mental challenged individual, and don't let me hear or see otherwise.